BestBookBits.com presents the book summary of The Dance of Fear, Rising Above Anxiety, Fear and Shame to Be Your Best and Bravest Self by Harriet Lerner. Unhappiness, says best-selling author Harriet Lerner, is fueled by the three key emotions, anxiety, fear, and shame. They are uninvited guests in our lives. When tragedy or hardship hits, they may become our constant companions. Anxiety can wash over us like a tidal wave or operate as a silent drum under the surface of our daily lives. No one signs up for anxiety, fear, and shame, but we can't avoid them either. As we learn to respond to those three key emotions in new ways, we can live more fully in the present and move into the future with courage, clarity, humor, and hope. On with the book summary of The Dance of Fear. We might be afraid of rejection because we have not experienced it enough. Action is powerful. Succeed by failing. Equals, if you fear something, do it more. Risk feeling ridiculous. Equals, take health risks. There will always be shame. Inviting fear and motivation matters. When we are rejected, we might be frightened by our own rage. If you are terrified, keep showing up and hang on to your humor. Experiences bring comfort. When speaking, establish a connection. Make the subject clear. Let others make their own conclusions. Don't go on too long or you'll lose them. Figure out when you can be spontaneous and wing it, but prepare. Meet people where they are. Make others feel at ease. Treat every commitment and question with respect. Don't pretend you have all the answers. And you can't make anybody hear you. You don't always get over your fear, but remember to breathe. Fear could signal we are about to do too much too soon. Pay attention when your anxiety tells you to act. What other factors are fueling the intensity of your anxiety? Anxiety signals is to seek more connections when too much distance sets in. Sharing the most vulnerable parts of ourselves is one way we feel intimate with others, and this keeps a relationship balanced. Learn to function with fear. Learn to function with fear. It is easy to come short of ourselves when we compare our inside with people's outsides. When relationships get stuck in too much distance or blame, we can be sure that anxiety is the driving force and the capacity to calm down and think rather than automatically react is where the real change begins. Our obvious fears are those of failure. Less obvious ones are a fear of going too far. The more set we are in our thinking and our relationships, the more we may fear that driving into new learning will destabilize old beliefs and important relationships. You may hold yourself back without ever intending to do so. Unconscious loyalties are very powerful. Fear of success syndrome. The fear to register and validate change is also a change back. Real courage requires you to sit with the anxiety that change evokes and stay on course when the counter moves start rolling in. The challenge of change requires us to anticipate resistance from within or without. The workspace is an anxiety system. Anxiety causes a loss of objectivity and balancing individuals pushing people to the extreme. Observation is the first step in changing your own anxiety driven behavior so that you can become more comfortable and effective at work. Six styles of managing anxiety. Number one, take responsibility. Do what is required of you before asking for special privileges. Be cautious about sharing personal and sensitive information to your coworkers. Number two, think things through. When anxiety is high, it is far more important to be strategic than spontaneous. When anxiety hits, we all withdraw from the people we find difficult. Other people's misconceptions about you will only harden if you avoid showing your face. The more you distance yourself from your group, the more you become a target. Number three, hangouts rather than hide out. Show up, look people in the eyes and smile. Say hello and try to move towards the people who are most critical of you and show interest in their work ideas and give that difficult person credits for the good qualities they have. Temporarily distancing yourself forever is very important, gives you time to think, calm down, and plan. Number four, stay present and be direct. This doesn't mean you should speak at every confrontation or injustice. Choosing your battles is an act of maturity. When an issue is important to you, you need to be able to ask clear questions about it. And number 5, be straightforward. 6, know when to stop. Guilt is when what we feel when we behave in a way that violates our core values and beliefs. Guilt can be good and bad. It's good when it helps us regulate our behavior. By jolting is when we stray too far from being the decent, honest, responsible person we aim to be. Shame is linked to who we believe we are deep down. Guilt is about doing. Shame is about being. Shame can also be secondary. That's when we feel it on behalf of another person. Don't be silenced and passed as something you are not. When you tell the truth, you create a space for more truth. Me being real helps someone else become real. Shame keeps more people from showing up that fear. Shame feels intolerable. Many people can apologize for what they have done, but not who they are. Speak not because you expect results, but because you want to reclaim your own sense of honor, pride, and self-regard. Sometimes we don't like our appearance because we've learned not to. Our society does not promote self-acceptance because it does not sell products. When a person shames another, it's not about you, but their own shame. The world is in a way that what is not named does not exist. Discourse. And last, be brave and acknowledge your unhappiness. And if you can do this, my unhappiness will help me be brave. And that's a wrap on the book summary of The Dance of Fear. This summary was written by Cindy Dalamini from the Best Book Bits family. Thanks for watching and listening. If you want to listen to over 500 more summaries, check us out at Best Book Bits on Spotify, Google Podcast, and Apple Podcast. If you want to watch over 500 video book summaries, follow us on YouTube at Best Book Bits. And if you're into the written book summaries, follow us on bestbookbits.com, where you can read over 500 book summaries at your own leisure. If you want to join the Best Book Bits family, we run a free book club at bestbookbits.com/book club. And you can also find us on Facebook at the Best Book Bits Book Club. If you want to be updated with the latest book summaries, pop your email in the link below. Thanks for watching and listening. Hope you got something from this. Go out there, rise above anxiety, fear, and shame to be your best and bravest self. Have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye now.